NFL Australia. That's right. I'm your co-host, James Clements. I'm a guy. You can see me on what? Go to Bed Daily, Fox Sports Lab, NFL, in the paper every day. I keep forgetting. There's other stuff. I'm here, back in Larry Armour Studios. I'm not in the weird surrounds of the James Clements Memorial, Excellence in Podcasting Memorial Studio, and in the office. So it's a bit weird. It's back to our own old habitat.
Yeah. No green screen this year. The budget from Cobet's like fell out the ass. And
yeah, I feel like I can have like a green screen just drop behind me and just have a picture of you as well. That's right, because on the other side of this here computer, it is a bloke who, look, it was 5-0. I don't know what he does with the losses with the schlong tattoo, but 5-1, it's all over for Gaz. Gaz, it's sometimes singer in a band called the Ramshackle Army. Here's Gaz. What's going on?
It's been a tough week, Jimmy. It's not been great. I'm not going to lie. I started with such hope, and I won't go too far into it, but we were the only undefeated team for all of 3.5 hours.
It was there.
I was right there. I was right there. Anyway, it's been a good week. Right. I'm still sore. Went for a bit of a run this week. I did a half marathon this week, Jimmy. That was good. I still reckon I was faster than some of those fucking Eagles players that I watched on Monday. Anyway.
I think I might have done a bit of a half marathon myself over the weekend, but that was just going to the fridge for tins. Back and forth. there's a few deleted on this weekend. Anyway, the season is absolutely flying. We're a third of the way through. Don't say it, but it is a third of the way through because we're past week six. So we're going to wrap up week six for you with every game, of course. I don't know. Even the NFL sort of went, look, Taylor Swift's at this game. So let's show her a bit, but not lean on it as much as we have in the past. It was kind of weird. It's actually kind of good. Good on him. But we are also going to hit on top five best QBs and the bottom five QBs because I have some thoughts. And some yeah-nos. Couple of quick yeah-nos, good bloke and flog of the week, Outback Takehouse, week 7 picks, all the good stuff in there. And that's it, all in one big old NFL Australia package. So, Gaz, let's bloody well go.
Do it.
Did Mac do bad?
Yes, Mac did bad.
Is Mac going to do good?
No, because you're fucking fired. Oh, g'day, this is Bill Belichick. I'm also about to quit, and this is NFL Australia. All right, Gaz, I'll tell you what, it was a...
Sorry, I'm laughing because there was definitely a... It's almost like you pulled me aside like a coach about a season or so ago and said, there's too much Eagles content. Go start your own fucking thing. And then you're so enraged with the with the Pats in the last couple of weeks. It's just like, let's just dump on Mac and Bill time.
I was literally speechless about the Pats and how angry I was. It was... legitimately horrible. But look, we always wrap up the week that was. What happened? What are we looking at from week six? I tell you what, we hit on this at the top, right? No more unbeaten teams. Both the Niners and beloved Eagles lose.
Heavily favored losses too. Like they've both got tough games coming up. And you would be going to pick them.
Bit of a weird one. I'll tell you that much. But otherwise, it really sort of did feel like my biggest takeaway is, are there any good teams? Are there any good teams? Like the Niners were the good team, and then they go out and lose to Cleveland. And it made sense. I picked it last week, one of my few correct picks. And but weirdly, it sort of felt like only Miami really took care of absolute business in terms of like big favorites because we saw Buffalo limp over the line. Mm. We saw, obviously, the Jets get up over the Eagles. And obviously, like that Jets-Eagles thing, it always felt squirrely that it stayed at a 7-point line.
Yeah, it was weird, right? I was like, hang on, what do you guys know? They've just lost their top two cornerbacks. What the fuck do you guys know that we don't know? Yeah,
it was very weird. But otherwise, we're going to fly through the rest of the games. Like, I think the trickiest one for me was the Jags came back and won, no worries. Buffalo also came back, played a shitter opposition, and looked just horrible. So,
So you talk about the good teams, like, Miami has, got their shit kicked out of them by the Bills, and the Bills have done nothing but sputter since.
But, I mean, Miami are even down 14-0 in this this week. So anyway, it's all been weird. It's strange that, like, I think usually by the time you get to week six, you know your ass from your elbow at least a little bit. This year, it feels like we
False sense of security, mate.
I think the biggest thing for me, we'll talk. This is why we brought up QBs. I feel like there's bad quarterbacks everywhere, and I feel like about, I don't know, midway through last year, it's like, geez, there's great quarterbacks everywhere. And it just feels like that's not the fucking case at the moment. It's weird. It's
some great defenses, though. Like, just honing in on it. Just, like, fucking nut.
I think it's kind of it's the fun sort of flip side, right? So, oh, it's a quarterback league now. It's a passing league. It's all about the offenses. And all the defensive coordinators went, hey, hold my beer.
Yeah.
Check this out. Let's dial something up. God, I love dialing something up, guys. I'll dial this one up. We're going to talk about some records in a second.
Yep.
I want to throw this Sam Howell one in there. He's been sacked 34 times. That's a lot. The record's 76. So we're a third of the way through the season, guys. He's on track for a hundy. Like, what tough injury week as well. Anthony Richardson might be done for the year. Even fucking Jim Irsay came out and was like, oh, yeah, shoulder's fucked, mate. Might have to get surgery. What do you reckon? Everyone's like, it's the owner. Like, what? Yeah. One of the doctors, he's like, you don't know that I'm not. It's
like, yeah. Oh, don't we know?
I'm on the tip. But either way, Anthony, that sort of sucks because we'll get into this with the indie wrap. But yeah, Gardner Minshew, when he's actually the starter, might not be the answer.
No, great.
Other injuries, we saw Trevor Lawrence bang his knee with about 3 minutes to go. Didn't have to do much else after that, though. So, and apparently he's walking around okay. So they're not really fretting about that. But.
Mm-hmm.
Not great. Christian McCaffrey, oblique. We had a whole bunch of Niners ones. Debo goes out. Trent Williams day-to-day as well. Just some weird sort of shittiness that you kind of expect from the Niners at some point. It all happened at once and they lose the game. Just Juzzy Fields, my beloved Juzzy Fields, has got a busted-ass hand. That's not great. Ryan Tannehill got a high ankle sprain, meaning that Derrick Henry is probably the best quarterback on that team. DK Metcalf has got a hip. David Montgomery's out for a bit with ribs. Damian Harris got carted off in a fucking ambulance. Everyone's sitting there watching this Buffalo game, this time on a Sunday night rather than a Monday. And now it's suddenly Mike Tirico going, and we all pray for that man. You don't want the worst to happen on a football field. And you're like, Jesus, Mike, fucking hell, I get it. But goddamn, I don't want to see this happen again in a Buffalo night game. This is weird. Yeah. Ah, Hamlin's fucking there. Anyway, and the
and
big
they're
one,
all, and they're all looking at weeks. Sorry, I was just flicking through my phone for an update that I'd had before. They're talking at the moment. They're talking McCaffrey 1-2, Fields 2-3, Debo 1-2, Montgomery 2-3, Jay Jefferson out 4-6, and K Williams out 2-3.
That's right, Kyron.
Decent times.
Well, Jesus. Oh, man.
Decent amount of time.
Pretty brutal. And obviously the big one for your beloved Eagles is like Lane Johnson.
We got Driscoll in and the Jets teed off, right? Like, just Hurts had someone in his face all day, but we'll talk about that later. That's he's the best. Well, I'm biased, but best right tackle in the league, hasn't given up a sack in something like two seasons. And him going down is not pretty.
Oh, great, Bob. Not great. If you're going to rank those, like, what do you reckon is the worst? Because I feel like it's
got to be McCaffrey.
McCaffrey probably just unlocks all that offense, right?
And he was also on target. Like, I mean, it's very rare that the top two or three MVP favorites is a non-QB, right? So he's definitely in there. Trent Williams, you can run away from him. But, I mean, Juzzy Fields, the season was gone already. So Lawrence, if that's any time. That's problematic.
It really is. It really is.
Who's the backup QB in fucking Jacksonville?
That's a really good question. I feel like, because they didn't have to run them out, right? So yeah. We can't actually answer the question by just simply looking at their depth chart. Yeah. I feel like it should always just be like, I don't know. It should actually just be Blake Bortles. Like,
just bring him back.
Bortles! Oh, fuck. DJ Bethard. That's not great.
Oh, no, that's not great.
He stinks.
Yep.
Bortles might be better. Fuck that. Bortles. but the sacks just, I mean, we're going to get into these records. No. Oh, my God. Danny Dimes is on 28 as well. It's just, this is lost horrible. Yeah. But anyway. Speaking of which, get into
some... It was on the week of records, mate. It was the week, and it was something that I just chucked in because, fuck, you wrote it last week, but Ritter finally lost at home. Fuck, not done, as you said, since he left high school. So all college, all of NFL.
Like, I think
he got lost in high school.
It was all in high school, too.
There you go. Stroud threw his first ever NFL pick, and it took his fucking till week six of his rookie season. The Jets beat the Eagles for the first time ever. One of some storied franchises. They were 12-0, now 12-1. The Giants still have no first half TD. We'll talk about that more, but like, they must have been, every Giants fan must have been screaming as they watched that clock tick down at the end of the first half on the one. Anyway, San Francisco trailed in the second half for the first time all year. That's a pretty good fucking record. And Brock Purdy, but I'm not going to touch base on that because you talk about it in a little bit.
True. There's actually another one. I think Jim Schwartz is now 9-1 all time against Kyle Shanahan.
Oh, there you go. That guy, I just stood there watching that game and went, fuck, that grumpy old prick can run a defense. Like what he did with the Eagles, and we went through at that Super Bowl year, he turned over a number of players and it was just filling gaps when we won that Super Bowl. The fucking what he's done at the Browns, what he'd done before. He can't head coach. Look at his Lions time. It was a fucking shithouse.
The exact argument for why, like Dan Quinn's another one. Like just stay in your fucking
lane. Stay in your lane, mate. Yep.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yep.
All right, let's do some week six rap. Wow, that's a good echo, Jim. KC 19 beat Denver 8. Fuck, remember this game? It was about 20 years ago, it feels like.
Pretty bad, mate.
Kelsey was good. Not much else, really. I mean, Tony had the touchdown. You're like, all right, sure. Like, I came out of this still just going, are KC good? I don't know. Yeah. Like, Mahomes keeps pulling shit out of his ass. There's just, like, weird, like, between Sky Moore, between Marquez Valdes-Scantling, like, none of it seems to hit on a consistent enough level where you look at this team and go, oh, they definitely get it with the Super Bowl again. Like, if there was even flashes of it, you'd sort of feel a little bit better. But, like, it's like, cool, he's passing to 10 different receivers one week. You're like, that's probably not great.
Nah, it'd be good. It's fine one time where you say you can distribute the ball. But when you don't have anyone consistently getting open, you go, he's my guy.
I'll just keep going.
This is Kelsey. It's Kelsey and just a bunch of other randoms.
The big thing is it does feel like just like a Patriots Gronk offense right now.
Yep.
And that's all it is. It's like Gronk and then a couple of dudes around him who can do some things. And you're like, all right, cool. Yep. You guys used to be fun. Now this is actually a bit of a fucking slog.
Yep. But,
I don't know. It was a short week. It's a Thursday night football. They always tend to be a bit shit. So you don't tend to see like the 41 fucking 8 shit pumpings, but this was 19-8. You'll take it. AFC West, interdivisional shit. What are you going to do?
Keep Rusty under 100 yards, 95 yards passing.
He might pop up again later. Anyway. ranking QBs is fun. Baltimore, Tennessee, the Lunder hits again. London under. Love that one. It was a 24-16. Baltimore held on. Thanks primarily to Justin Tucker. God, he was good.
50,000 fucking field goals.
Amazing. Absolutely incredible. Like Lamar had one touchdown and Tucker kicked 6.
Yep.
Like it's just, okay. Sick, bro.
Sure.
Brutal game though. This one, like, I don't know. I love the color of the London games, guys. Like the turf looks amazing when they play in London. There's something about the fucking camera angle that shits me out the wall though. I always feel like I'm either falling over when I'm watching it or it just,
because you're still pissed from the night before. You go on a bed, it starts at midnight.
I'm staying up, just go, oh, shit, that didn't fuck me. Just weird. But either way, Derrick Henry, after Tannehill goes out, you're like, just run walk at every fucking down.
Every play. Yeah.
Because there was one where you just like broke it, and you're like, that's it. That's the entire offense. Just do that every time. What are we doing? otherwise, for Baltimore, like, it felt very much they had their sea legs at least for most of this game. Tennessee slightly came back, but it's exactly what I vaguely expected from this once I because I talked about it on CodeBit a bunch towards the end of last week, because there were some like weird deciding factors about this where like Baltimore on like neutral fields and shit are pretty good. Tennessee tend to suck away from home.
And that's why you changed your pick when we were talking about it, because you realized that the home game was a London game and you're like, oh, that's not great.
Back that up. So, yeah, anyway, it was a weird game.
Yeah, we've also got that. That was it. What other things happened in that game. Clowney's back and healthy, so there's a little bit of extra weaponry on that Ravens D. And was Kyle Hamilton got ejected? Is he ejected for leading with his head?
Probably.
Was it him? Yeah. Which was a pretty interesting fucking
shit. Because it was like a lady sitting somewhere near a field mic as well, just like really high pitch. Freshen your drinks, governor. Like a lot of that. I mean, like, this is fucking brutal. Anyway, moving right along, the Niners, 17, Cleveland, 19. 17-19, all because Jake Moody misses the game winner with 6 seconds left.
That like, was crazy.
It was his second missed field goal of the game, too, and the dude hadn't missed all fucking season. So, 4 field goals for the Browns. This game was not pretty to watch. Obviously, McCaffrey goes out, Debo goes out. But the defense just really fucked up the Niners' flow, like from the get-go too. And Purdy eventually got outplayed by PJ Walker. So as you mentioned,
fucking wild. As you said, it was not pretty, but it was still somewhat exciting because at every stage you just as watching the Niners all year, you're like, oh, this is the drive. This is the drive. They're just going to turn it on and then just go mechanically march down the field, and this will be the one. Yep. And then they never fucking quite did. And then they got there, like you were like, oh, they've held them. This is it. This is the one. And then that is the time the Niners march down the field. And you're like, fuck, this is it. They've built us up to this one thing where the Niners are going to lose. And then they're going to get that last second field goal. This is done. And then that prick bent and kept bending, mate. And it was a beautiful thing to watch.
It was very strange. And the entire game, you're just like, yeah, sort of checks out. This is everyone sort of coming. Washington.
125 yards, one pick, one interception, the worst of Brock Purdy. Like, there's another quarterback who had another very fucking shit game week, so I'm not going to speak too much. But definitely the worst we've seen from Brock Purdy. He just had no time. No one was over. Obviously, two of those weapons going down, but you know.
Also, another pre-game fight in this one too, right? We saw one today as well for Monday Night Football, like an hour before the
fight. There was a lot of them. There was a lot of them this week.
Going weird. What are y'all doing? Yeah. Trent Williams wanders over and goes, everyone just like goes, well, I think the game, fight's over. We're all good. Yep. Jack's out again. But 10-1 now for Brock Purdy in the regular season.
There you go.
Was undefeated. That is absolute chaos. Mm-hmm. Washington beat Atlanta because Atlanta should have got rid of him.
Oh, shit.
24-16. Atlanta had about 87 different fucking chances to win this game, and they did not. God damn. He gave them everything they wanted. 3 interceptions. Like, the red zone one was just, like, the end zone one was one of the worst non-Mac Jones interceptions I've seen all year. Wild. And you're like, dude, who was that to? Like, did you think there was a flag? Like, did you hear a whistle? What is going on? And it was like the one thing you're always afraid of with Ritter, right? That the wheels would just come off. But usually you think the wheels would come off on the road, maybe not at home, and maybe not against Washington.
So tell me, Jim, what is your excuse when you're at home on the 1 yard line for having a delay of game? Like in the last, as you mentioned, in the last 10 minutes, they were in the red zone like 3 times and come away with fucking donuts, right? Like,
it's brutal.
You're fucking at the one. Like, I get it. Like, run a play, just don't get over. Just, you know, false start. I could even take a false start because you just get a little bit jumpy. But a delay of game at home, for fuck's sake.
Absolutely horrible. There was like a few of these sort of moments this week as well. Where you're like, what is happening? This is just fucked. Yep. Anyway, that game was just brutal. Like, if you give the Falcons Kirk Cousins, all right, like, can we just be all good? Because this was the game where we saw, like, talking about that just fuckery, Yep. They're spiking the ball on the second last play, then calling a timeout after.
Of course, I forgot about that.
It's like, what are you fucking doing? Right. That's just absolutely coaching malpractice.
Well, fucking Washington won with less than 200 total offensive yards. Less than 200.
Brutal. Anyway, yep. Atlanta, look, this is the thing. You think you can trust them for a split second, they'll fuck you. Yep. Carolina got shit pumped by Miami in the end. They're up 14-0 out of nowhere. And then Miami just went, oh, that's cute.
Oh, yeah.
And scored 5 straight touchdowns. And you're like, eh, that's Miami. There was a moment, though, I think, so the line on this was what? Around that 14-point mark,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I remember.
And for a big chunk of time, this was like, 21-14, then 28-14. You're like, oh, shit. And then I think they got it up. They scored another one, so it's like 35-14. You're like, oh, I think we're okay. Yeah. And then the extra one, so happy days.
No, I think that was that was the one where, so they were up 35-14, so they were covered the line, and then they pulled Tua, and then the Panthers scored. They started putting in the backups, and everyone, whoa! And then the Miami backup scored a touchdown, and you're like, ah, oh, well, that's all right then.
Chaos. But Tyreek Hill is just a cheat code at this point. 163 yards, touchdown.
Oh, talking about adding drama to nothing, like if anyone saw the big chunk 40-something yard play where he pulls up lame, heads straight to the sidelines, and you're like, oh, is that a hammy? Is he fucked? Oh, my God. What another injury this week? And it's just like, it's only cramps. And they put him back on and he scores another 60-yard fucking bomb. Like, oh, no, he'll be fine, mate.
Yeah. But otherwise, Tyreek Hill is like just fucking just awesome.
Bullshit, yep.
And he did the awesome, like grab the video camera of someone filming.
Oh, the backflip. Yep.
Absolute legendary gear. The NFL deleted it because they're like, oh, we don't want people to do this. Fuck off, nerds. Jesus Christ, that is sick. It was awesome. Like grabbing the phone, doing a flip. Just unreal. I love him. Yep. Anyway, moving right along. The Chicago Bears lost to the Minnesota Vikings, 13-19. This is a game you do not need to go back and watch.
No. No, 100% you do not.
Absolute slog of a game. You got, what's his name, Badgett filling in for Fields after the third quarter. Thing is, nothing was happening in this game anyway. You're like, this is just fucking brutal.
Yep.
Now they don't have Juzzy Fields. God damn. There was a strip sack. They eventually sort of pick it up, the Vikings. And to be honest, they were that bad as well. They needed that strip sack, 42-yard fucking return touchdown. You're like, Jesus. Yep. This is just a shit show.
Was it just not a good time? Not a good time. What, Chicago's down to their like third running back now. They're down to second quarterback. Like they were already a sketchy team, and now they're just just down there.
Minnesota moved to 2-4. You're like, oh, sure. Fine.
Sure.
Whatever. Jags 37, Indy 20. This is it. It's an AFC South thing. Indiana. Indianapolis. You're like, feeling good. Jags coming back from a couple of weeks at all. Bro, hello, mate. Can I fucking get in there and throw some bit of fucking throwball? What do you think? And they're like, who are these guys? What's going on? Bang. This is what happens. Gaz dies.
Sorry, that whiskey went down the wrong hole. Hang on.
The wrong hole? God damn. Goes through your mouth, Gaz, your mouth. Anyway, Minshew, I've often floated this idea on NFL Australia, Gaz. Pinch hitting QBs.
Yeah, you love a pinch hitter.
Just fucking go in, just throw a bit of a curveball. It's like, we're starting in the first half, Russell Wilson. In the second half, I don't know. He's Gardner Minshew. Bang! If you plan for Gardner Minshew, you can shut the fuck down on Gardner Minshew. 3 interceptions, just sort of stunk it up. Yep. They couldn't get the run game going at all. And the Jags just shit pumped them.
Yep.
This is it. I reckon you got to find somebody else, split the time. Bring Minshew in the second half just to freak him out.
Surprise.
Boom.
Surprise.
I love it. Lawrence hurts his knee, as I mentioned, like 3 minutes to go. They were okay. It seems he's all right. Etienne was awesome. Jags, this is a pretty big win for them, right, as well, because it sort of gives them a bit more of a stranglehold on the AFC South because they're now 4-2. That's a win again over the Colts. That's 3-3. Laughing. So now they're 2-1 in the division, the Jags. Got to be feeling pretty good about themselves. off they go. Yeah. Pats Raiders. Hey, at least we scored 17 points. We also were the first team to give up 20 points to, well, over to, well, the Raiders finally put up over 20 points this season.
There you go.
On this much ballyhooed Pats defense. This team is shit.
I'd like a time check on when exactly in this game you posted on the NFL Australia socials. It was Jimmy that posted Mac might be the worst QB. Oh, what is Mac the worst QB in the NFL? I was watching another game, Jim, and according to my time clock, it was still like in the first quarter. And you were just fucking done.
Done. Pack her up. Bring in the Zapmeister. Let's go. We're going full.
He was third string. He was the emergency. They couldn't have brought him in if they wanted to.
I'm like, just hit fucking Cunningham in the back of the knee. Go, he's injured too. It was an absolute dog shit performance. And like Mac had some better moments later, but he ends up with only like the one interception. He had 200 yards and you're like, that doesn't tell the full story of balls completely sailed over any existing Pats offensive player. Just the dumbest shit you can imagine time after fucking time. And you're like, this guy just is no fucking good. And Belichick's had his head up his ass for basically 6 years. And it's one of these weird things where I'm trying to remember the last time I watched a Patriots game and went, that was pretty smart and innovative how we did that. It just doesn't happen, and it hasn't happened for a long time. Yeah. I think the smart and innovative stuff that you see is the scheming behind the scenes, usually on the defense. Mm. It's fucking not happening on the offense.
No.
Because at least the personnel.
Wasn't there a clever like kick block that you guys did or something like earlier in the year? We ran him from the side.
That's pretty fun, pretty weird. Yeah. It's also just
doesn't usually score your points though.
Patriots bending of the
rules. The others, yeah.
Right. But 21-17, the Patriots are 1-5, tank mode. Let's go. Pack her up, boys. We're done. I do love hearing, oh, well, Patriots could trade away all their good players. I'm like, we don't have any good fucking players. Yep. The two good players we've got on defense are both injured. Like, what the fuck? Anyway. It's a horror show. I really just don't enjoy watching this team. Can you tell? But especially, I feel like a lot of this in my brain comes down to as soon as they went, Ezekiel Elliott, I'm like, well, that's just gone and fucked Ramondre Stevenson, hasn't it? Guess what happened, Gaz? It went and fucked Ramondre Stevenson.
Yep.
As soon as you bring in a big name like Zeke, even if he knows his role, even he comes in and says all the right things, it's still fucking Ezekiel Elliott backing you up. And you're like, why fuck up? Like, Zeke's going to get... A, Zeke's going to get all the goal runs anyway, runs anyway. And B, if I fuck up, they'll just turn to him. Ramondre was like on the verge of being a fucking running back superstar last year, and he's completely falling apart this year. He had 10 carries in this game for 46 yards. He broke literally one of those for like a half-decent run. It was 15 yards. You're like, that's the best I've seen him all year. It's like, this is fucked. What a bad team. Kendrick Bourne's like grabbing shit, and you're like, he might be good if there was a half-decent fucking QB throwing in the ball. And this is it. I'm going to get to this with the QB thing. But, like, Mac is very clearly bottom five. I'll rank them later. But just the sheer lack of zip, vibe, and leadership and sort of just that prototypical QB swagger, it is not there. The poor fucking guy has just cooked at this point. So I think it's time. Anyway, Raiders, somehow they're 3-3. What the fuck? He goes out with a busted back. Hoyer comes in. It was fine because he's Brian Hoyer.
Yeah.
And Josh Jacobs was okay. And you're like, yeah, good stuff. Like, nice job, Raiders. Josh McDaniels probably fucking thrill killing a hooker somewhere in the desert after that game. Anyway, I hate this Patriots team. Back her up. Tank, get a QB. Saints, Houston. This is another shit game. Saints, I fucking hate Dennis Allen so much. He's horrible. 20-13. Called this from a fucking mile away just because they came off a big win over the Patriots.
Yep.
Feeling themselves and then run into fucking Houston and get fucking killed. D'Amico Ryan is really good. Like, these like the Texans on both sides of the ball were like ranked in the top 11 before this game.
And his name was when he played for the Texans and then for the Eagles. His middle linebacker. His nickname was Mufasa, right? Because he was the leader. He was the everyone followed him. So it was logical that eventually he'd become a coach. And when he went from DC, you were like, he's going to surround himself with cunts who'll run through a wall for him.
Yep.
Right. And already they're growing. They're young, they're fresh, and they're keeping these games close. As I said, that defense will always keep the games close, keeping the Saints, who, just to remind you, they kicked the shit out of you guys. Like keeping them to 13 points is always going to be just like that one lucky play is going to sneak you some games. And even with, as you said, the first pick from Stroud, and I still was able to knock it off.
Yeah, first INT, but they got the ball back after that because I think they then turned over possession on the interception. So anyway, but the weird thing for me is like it doesn't usually work this way, but when Houston went, look, we'll get a couple of veteran weapons for our young QB, it's actually kind of working on offense because you've at least got Damian Pierce, who's like second year running back. The run game's not really doing too much, but
no.
I think this was like one of the first games where it's like, not too bad. But like between just having Robert Woods like kind of handy,
Bobby Trees
Collins out there doing all right. And it's like, they're just kind of doing okay. So good job. Like Houston amazingly are also 3-3, aren't they? So good job. Anyway, New Orleans. Talk about fumbling the fucking bag. They got the easiest goddamn schedule in the entire NFL, and they are 3-3. So good job. Good job. Cincy, Seattle. This was a weird game. Seattle lose it.
Grinder.
Geno was bad. Into bad Geno. Don't like bad Geno. I like good Geno. Two interceptions, sacked four times. Just sort of had these moments where he's just like, I don't know what I'm doing. What am I doing? Just been sacked again. This is fucked. And since two field goals in the entire second half, one for each team. And since he basically scored
through.
I think they scored on their first two drives or whatever, right? Or something like that. And then just put the cue in the rack and went, defense, up to you. Right, they went. So Chase was okay in the first half and again just sort of was then held, but the Cincy offense is still a bit of a worry, but
this would be Chase, Jamar Chase, who's now sponsored by 7-Eleven because he described himself as always open.
That's good. Yeah. Kenny Walker kept Seattle in it. He scored on that first one, but really it's just brutal. When you can't get that sort of flow going, Seattle just looked pretty bad.
Yeah.
Defense, you don't want to say they held Cincy to 17, but they were all right, but I don't know, Bengals, after all the fucking umming and ahhing, 3-3 as well.
Yep, and they're on the weekly improve, right? Like, we were just out there to prove us all wrong, but imagine what they could have been. They would have still been 3-3 if they'd just let Burrow rest for the first 2 weeks. Maybe they would have been 4-3 because he could have come back to full strength a week earlier. But
well, they've got the bye this week, so now he gets like,
proper rest.
Chance to just fucking chill. So pretty good timing, I reckon. Detroit 20, Tampa Bay 6. Not good if you're a Bucs believer. I'm not really a Bucs believer. And you might remember, was it this last week, this show last week? I was saying the Bucs, I don't want a bye week. Can we just move our bye week? They were rolling. Like the vibes were awesome. Momentum. It's all about the momentum, Gaz.
Yeah,
they needed to not take a break. They needed to keep it fucking going. They take a break, they get the week off, then they get their asses kicked by Detroit. Like, Amon Ra St. Brown was awesome. And I feel like Detroit just might be good. They're 5-1.
5-1, and it was only like a stumbling game against Seattle that's caused them that one. But, you know, they played the Chiefs. When they beat the Chiefs, we're like, we don't put too much on that. Like, that's week one. Like, but they've just, every game, they've just done what's required. They're not putting up Miami numbers like that they were last year with no defense on the back of it. It's well balanced. Like, Hutchinson looks like a fucking monster. Amon Ra St. Brown, that offense all round is like, who the fuck do you cover? Who was it? It was Jameson Williams scored that big bomb this week.
Nice ones as well. You're like,
ooh. Yeah. Like, fuck, that guy's. If he's not spending his time on CodeBet with Jimmy, then maybe he can play some games.
Yeah, he's a big
Big fan. Next indoor C.
Just rate my multis for Codebed Bailey. He's like, guys, what do you think about this one? It's like, fuck, Jamison, keep it on the DL, bro.
Just not in the club hotel. So, mate, they're looking legit. Glad I put a multi on them winning the division early, you know, at the end of last season.
Yeah, I feel like they've at 5-1 and with just like the shit show that is like Minnesota and Green Bay basically at this point, you trust them a little bit. It's weird to say about Detroit, but here we are. Yeah. Baker was a bit of a spud in this.
He's all heart at the moment, right? It's like the talent is not there. It's not there, but he's just all pushing it through. So there was no is this the one? It's all right, ignore what I was going to say.
Cool. Rams beat Arizona. Who gives a fuck about this game? They just sliced and diced them. Kyron Williams had 158 and a touchdown and then left hurt. So that's pretty shitty. Cup is still awesome. He had over 100 again. Just comes back, just keeps racking them up. Classic. Yep. The Cards are bad. I think they finally hit that point of like, yeah, well, we were fun for a little bit. Now it's the realization that Josh Dobbs is your quarterback is like, yeah, this is not great. Philly Jets.
Wow.
20-14. Jets win.
Well, I'm not gonna lie. When we came out the night before that they had their two special teams cornerbacks already out, and then had one starting cornerback go down, and then all of a sudden Sauce Gardner's all of a sudden got a concussion. I was like, fucking Jesus. Here we go. And then at the beginning of the game, the Eagles marched down that field with some actually kind of interesting play. I'm like, oh, this is going really well. And that was it, Jimmy. That was it. We got up 14-3, and then that defense for the Jets, they just schemed really well. But on top of everything, we moved the ball, had 100 more yards than them, but the story of the game is four fucking turnovers. The first one was not Hurts' fault. It went down as an interception, but it literally came off the hands of Dallas Goedert into the D lineman. Big man rumbling, running down. Swift fumble. But the last two picks, Jesus Christ. He held on the ball for too long, got hit in the hands, popped up in the air. And the other one he threw into double coverage. We still were leading, Jim. That was the fucked thing. So as much as he turned the ball over, the defense played out of their skin, injury-riddled secondary, and kept in the field goals every single time. So the only time they scored was when they actually let Breece Hall through after the last interception. They just like, oh, no, we can't cover you. So we get the ball back with 2 minutes to go and put it in Jalen Hurts' hand. And, before that pick, we could have marched down the field with the lead and then just sat on the clock with a run game that's pretty good, Jim. I don't know if you know that the Eagles put up 200 yards a game and yet they threw into double coverage with a lead with, you know, 2.5 minutes to go. They deserved to lose this game. It was the worst. It was the worst on offense. And this is how bad it went, Jim. Jake Elliott missed a goal from field goal from 37. The guy who's been automatic, you just went, this game's cursed. Yeah. So it was. We're all hoping that it was the game Washington last year when they just fucking rolled the shit out of us when we were like 8-9-0, come back from it. But the Eagles haven't been playing great.
I think that's kind of the thing, right? We both looked at this game going, they're not playing great. There's probably a chance the Jets stick around, but they should still beat them by a touchdown. Mm-hmm. Just especially after being up 14-3, you're like, yeah, this should be all right if they can eke out one more score. They just never did.
But we needed the 6-0 because this week we go into Miami. That's not going to go great. Our secondary is – sorry, we've got like 5 people down. So we've still got Slay down. We've lost rookie Sidney Brown. We've got lost Evans on IR. We've got just this fucking Maddox out. There's a whole – and apparently, I don't know if you've heard, Jim – but that receiving core for Miami Dolphins isn't too fucking bad. It's not exactly where you want to go in with an injury-riddled secondary. And then we go into the bye, and then after that it's like Chiefs, Bills, Cowboys, Niners, just you name a playoff team from last year and we're there. So we really needed that game and they've just fucking cooked it.
Nice. 5-1. Look, what are you going to do? Yeah. I think it's just you try to steady the ship from here on out and off you go and just try to get everyone healthy. But
exactly.
Buffalo snuck by the Giants because, I don't know, the Giants were just kind of inept. Tyrod was okay. A bit of revenge for both he and DeBol, Brian Daboll. And you couldn't quite get over the hump, and Buffalo just pulled it out of their ass with two massive goal lines.
They had the fucking lead. They had the lead and could have punched it in at the end of the first half, going to Saquon, running. At least if you got like 8-9 seconds, it's enough to throw like a 5 to 6 seconds to throw a pass. Give a pass a crack. Then if time's going to run out, do it. But like, they went the opposite way. Saquon got stopped. Clock ran out. They didn't have enough time to go back and spike the ball.
Abel was so angry at that as well. And you're like, yeah, don't do the handoff. Like, it's the one thing we can't do because we don't have time. Like, what do you don't do it? Don't. You've done it.
You've done it.
Yeah. Because, they're up, what, 6-0, I think, at that point, right? And then, it was not great.
And then at the end of the game, they're down once again with a chance to win. And then the ball gets placed up, and let's be honest. If you see the replay, I'm an NFC East fan, but I didn't have a dog in this fight. And the Bills' defender was all over Darren Waller. Like, if that's not holding in the end zone, because it would have been within 5 yards ish.
Yeah, but I mean, they also
called that. It's holding, whatever fuck you want to call it.
Literally called it the penalty. Defensive pass interference, the play before. So they're going to call it twice. That's just smart defensive play, guess. Simple as that. Anyway, Buffalo, look, this is the thing. You kind of expected this would be a bit of a fucky one. I think the line got out to like 16 and a half. You're like, there's no chance I'm going to jump on that. Way too many points. It's just flying back from London. Just what are you doing? So good job by the Giants. And then today, Dallas beat the Chargers in a not at all fun game to watch, really. 20-17. It's like these are the two top six offenses, and they managed 37 points between them. With one thrown touchdown, I think, from Dallas, I want to say. And that was kind of it. The Chargers didn't do much. Herbs couldn't do. Talk about sailing weird passes. Oh, just, I love Herbs, Gaz. You know this.
I know that. I literally messaged you in that last drive and said, if I've ever wanted anything from your mate Herbs, it's to fucking take the Cowboys down. And guess what, Jim? He didn't.
He tried so hard and failed so badly. It's like one of those things you go, Mike Williams is like, losing Mike Williams is tough.
Yeah.
But he's still Mike Williams. Like, that shouldn't really
compare. Even Allen was played off out of his skin.
Allen was awesome. And it's just like, dude. Eckler couldn't do much coming back from injury.
Nah, he was clearly a little bit.
This was just like, the flip side was Dak was a bit of a mess at times as well, right? He runs through that early touchdown. Otherwise, there's just like weird fucky passes. Edler was always seemingly running for his fucking life. And you're like, dude, give the ball to Pollard. Just let's see what's going on.
I was working during this game. I was in and out of meetings. So I'm sitting here because this is my office. And I've got a TV here. So I keep looking up, right? And every time I look up, one of the offenses is marching down the field, Jim. It's like they were always on the verge of the red zone. Yeah. And then I'd look and do something, and then I'd turn around, and the other team would have the ball with the same score. I'm like, wait, worst case, you could have kicked a field. What the fuck is going on?
It was like the red zone stop.
Happened again. Yeah.
The fourth down red zone stop, like for the Chargers, like really early on. You're like, guys, how do you not get a yard with Herbs and Eckler? Like, what do we like? They tried the tush push, it didn't work.
Yeah.
There was a great Dallas
make the sneak out to, I can't remember who they're trying to pass to, but Bland made an awesome, like, fucking parallel dive. Fucking,
it felt like time and time and time again that just kept happening as well. And like, both teams just, again, we talk about this all the time, 2 one-legged men and an ass kicking contest. Like, just, it was brutal. Thing is, like, I come out of this still feeling really bad about the Cowboys, even though they won, which is the reverse of last week where you go, it was the 90s. They just got run over. This, you're just like, they won, but they're still kind of shit.
It was ugly.
Anyway. Right, let's do some yeah-nas really quickly. top five QBs I trust. Number five, I got to knock him down. I can't do it. It's got to be maybe Trevor Lawrence. I did have Herbs after today. I can't do that.
Really?
Probably like Herbs. Just, I need it. I need to see it more. I need to see those clutch plays. I need to see just like he had a couple like, you know, the sidearm sling, but just give me like a Tom Brady yes march down the fucking field and get us into like game winning position and then win the game. Just, I want to see it more. It's not like he's obviously got talent coming out the ass, but God, he sails some fucking passes like Mac Jones-esque sort of shit. I hesitated to put Lamar on here, but I kind of trust Lamar just to at least, if I'm going to go into a game, I'm like, Lamar can put me in a position to win this fucking game. So let's go Lamar. Yeah. And then it goes Tua, Burrow, Mahomes. And I'm still not sure which way to rank them in terms of how much I trust them. Because at the moment, I don't really trust Joe Burrow too much, but I know that he's sort of done enough to push it out and just like go nuts, do some fun shit, hit Chase and away we go. But Tua is fucking phenomenal at this point. So he might be second after Mahomes, and this could probably be your QB MVP rankings as well, right? So
yeah, well, I find it interesting that Trevor's up there considering his first, what, 2-3 games were pretty shit?
But he's been really good like the last month. So, you know, just saying.
Is there an AFC bias in here, mate? Because I know, like, let's just say you've left 2-5-1 QBs off there. Both had shit weeks this week, to be fair.
Hurts and Purdy don't make it just because we saw some of those horrible INTs from Hurts.
Of course.
It has a massive, massive boner for just throwing every so often.
Mm-hmm.
And Purdy, look, this is kind of the thing. You know that it's eventually going to kind of eventually happen.
Yep.
But, and this is the one thing where you're like, is this who he is? I just not so sure.
But Lamar, and I've obviously follow a, he's my dynasty quarterback, so I quite rigidly follow his stats. And mate, early in the season he wasn't, I know there's been a lot of injuries surrounding him, but there was some questionable shit.
Josh Allen's the other one as well that I'm just like, I can't. Like the shit that we saw today, it's the exact same thing. I'm like, I can't trust him.
But 2 weeks ago, you were like, he was like clear MVP favorite because he was just putting the game on his shoulders. And that I don't know another QB who has such a roller coaster as Josh Allen. Like one day he's favorite and then the next year's, this is the trash. He just shows he's just shiny objects every couple of weeks to make us think that he's the next coming.
Bet on Mahomes for MVP every year.
Yeah,
five worst QBs. Here we go. Couldn't decide between Danny Dimes and Josh Dobbs. They're both very bad. Let's make it six.
Okay, I'm going to let you go through your list first. Okay.
Zach Wilson. Mm-hmm. He's had some moments, but he's still bad.
Yeah.
Desmond Ridder. I do not like or trust Desmond Ridder in any way, shape, or form. Russell Wilson. He's bad. 94 yards. 94 mm-hmm. yards. Sean Payton is just going to like, I don't know, take him out like on a deserted Colorado road and just leave him there like he, like dumping a dog somewhere, right? And Mac Jones is the worst QB in the NFL. It's like Sam Howell just keeps getting sacked. I don't think Sam Howell's actually a bad QB.
No, he's not.
If he was not on his ass fucking 30% of the time, he'd be all right. Like, whereas Mac Jones is like, oh, the O-line's not that good. He doesn't have any weapons. Like, he's also not that fucking good. Like, if he lands a pass properly, like, there's about 3 passes per game where he's like, all right, I'm going to uncork it. It's like, yeah, about fucking 90% of the rest of the QBs in the NFL can uncork it. But, like, at least they'll hit one of those 3 fucking long bombs. Mac just never hits them. And it's fucking brutal. Like, ugh. Anyway, how do you feel about the bottoms?
Look, I saw I don't feel as bad as much as I pay out on them. I don't feel as bad about Danny Dimes. I think Danny Dimes' contract makes him worse, like because of what he's paid to be, he should be better. Yeah. But I've seen him. He does. I've never surrounded him with good enough weapons who've consistently got open. Waller's not having a great season. I'm going to give him a little bit of credit. And his legs are fucking, like, he makes plays. And that, when you talk about guys taking hits, he's been absolutely fucking pummeled. Don't get me wrong. I think he's a middle-of-the-road quarterback at best. I just don't think he's down there. If he is, he's down the top end of your bottom list, if that makes sense.
Bottom third? All right, there
yeah,
you go.
Yeah. And Mac, we have seen, like, flashes of before. Like, you know what? He actually looked good in that Eagles game.
He, like...
But as we said, you give fucking Bill Belichick 6 months to scheme against one fucking team that he knows coming, well, he'll get the best game out of, you know.
Tannehill was the other QB that I sort of thought about throwing on here, but it feels like he's always just hampered by some fucking injury. And you're like,
yeah.
Well, now I feel like when he's actually up and about, he's not that shit. So.
And he's also, he's a manager as well, right? Like, he's never coming out there setting the world on fire. But Ritter, you just kind of like, yeah, what are you kind of showing us?
As I mentioned, if the Falcons had Kirk Cousins, you'd just be like, oh, I think they can easily win the NFC South and probably make some noise in the NFC playoffs.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
And I don't think obviously it's not fair to have Dobbs here because he was never supposed to have a starting job. Sure. We're looking at starting quarterbacks, not, you know, you can't put fucking Gardner Minshew on in 2 weeks' time, right?
Maybe. To avoid the unbeaten tag is actually a good thing. So it's not bad that both you and the Niners lost, Gaz. Yeah, no.
Yeah, I was going through it last year. It just got to that point of kind of ridiculousness.
Loser talk. You just want to fuck over the 72 Dolphins every time. I want to be unbeaten every year. Fuck that loser shit.
You came the closest to that. No, it just became annoying, but I don't ever think it was going to be achievable, right? You guys came the closest and lost to Eli Manning. What?
Come on, you made the Super Bowl last year. You could have run the gamut.
But it's not right. Like that's a special fucking thing, right?
It is.
As I said, you guys got closest and you lost to fucking Eli Manning. I
called some bullshit. Anyway.
The shit Manning. You lost to the shit Manning.
Yeah, we always beat the good one, apart from that one time. Anyway, hey, are there any good teams? Yeah, nah.
Well, it's a harder question to answer than you.
It really is.
Because the Niners are a good team. We're a good team when healthy and on our day and playing the right opposition, right? Like, that's the weird thing about the NFL. Like, there's certain teams that scheme up on you better than others. And this next month is going to be fucking really tough for everyone because the injuries have started to take hold. You know, last week a bunch of teams got a boost because the players who started on IR all came back. Now people are starting to wear down and the buys are kicking in. So we're going to find out a lot in the next month.
Yep. Really quickly, MVP watch, Mahomes and Tua, probably top two now.
Yeah.
Top Tua. Like Josh Allen will be still sort of sniffing around because he weirdly sort of always sticks up the top of the odds, even though you look at a game like this week and go, what the fuck was that? And last week, what the fuck was that? Like you won, but God, at what cost? Yeah. Anyway, good bloke of the week. Who are we buying a beer this week? Stephon Diggs. I kind of, even with all the struggles of Josh Allen, he still caught four straight 100 plus yard weeks, which is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Tyreek Hill probably as well, just because that flip was fucking rad. What a legend. I love that shit.
I don't want to cramp on your Stephon Diggs, but AJ Brown's just had four in a row of 125 plus.
Shit, I didn't even realize that.
Yep. Longest streak of 125 plus in the league at the moment. So I just wanted to cramp on your good bloke of the week, but I'll buy one for AJ.
You can buy one for AJ. Yeah. And Justin Tucker.
That's pretty good.
Hit the boot. Six field goals. That's his equaled his career high. Yeah. Flog of the week, a.k.a. old mate. No, mate. Moody. That was two tough misses, especially the game winner after not missing all year. And like you're sort of watching that because I'm like watching it going, he's missing this. 100% of a chance he's going to miss it. Missed it. Bang.
And the first one is that the first one that was really short? It was like was that the chip shot one? Was that him? No, anyway.
Derek Carr having a yell at his OC and then coming out going, oh, well, I was actually just disappointed in the situation. It's like, all right, just don't be a coward. Say, he was a dickhead. I fucking hate him. Robert Salah. Salah, you're a fucking dickhead, you knob. Oh, we've gone through a gamut of quarterbacks and we've embarrassed them all. Mate, you fucking lost to Mac Jones. Like, settle the fuck. Oh, it's like having God in the building when Aaron Rodgers is here. It's like, fuck off. Stop gargling his nuts, you weirdo. Speaking of Aaron Rodgers, what a fucking weird. Hey, look at me, guys. I'm just having a bit of a throw. I just had Achilles surgery. Look at my throat. Look at this one. It's, oh, guys. Hey, everybody, you paying attention to me? Look at me. I'm throwing. It's like, fuck off, Rodgers. You absolute bell end. And then, vlog of the week, Mr. Unlimited himself. 95 yards, two INTs and four sacks. Mr. Unlimited. Pretty limited at the moment, if you ask me there, Gaz. Russell Wilson fucking sucks.
Not great. Be bad if you had him in your as your second QB in your dynasty. You fucking, whew. Because I also had Aaron Rodgers, so he's been sitting on my IR. So you've just knocked off two of my, you just took drive-bys at two of my fucking quarterbacks, mate. But yeah, tough. I've got a couple here. One is Brian Daboll and the refs for fucking the Giants. Like Jesus Christ, their last call and calling a run play from the one with enough time for two plays left. Not if you run the fucking ball. And the other one was Jerry Jeudy getting fucking destroyed by Steve Smith on air.
God, it was good.
That was bad. I was like, what's this fucking doing? Who cares what Steve Smith's got to say? And then I watched it and was like, oh shit.
Yeah, he bodied that.
Tore him apart. Third tier wide receiver. If anyone, any general manager of any team asked me what I thought, I'd say don't trade for him. And then Jerry Jeudy comes back and dances. Like, this is a fucking, it was a soap opera. It was great. And the other one that I wanted to snip, Jim, I'm going to leave it to you to pick whether this goes for good bloke of the week, because this is like more than you would expect from a player from his position, or flog of the week. But Panthers punter Johnny Hecker, like headbutting the opposition after the fucking play and getting carded.
I love it. It's
yeah,
like,
but is it, do you want to buy that guy a beer? Because like, that's more than you expect from a punter.
I 100%.
That's Sav Rocker just fucking necking some cunt. That's like.
You're buying him a beer because you're a fucking punter. Like, you're.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're a legend. That's awesome.
Sick. Yeah, there you go.
Enough yourself, sir. Outback take, Gaz. That's right. It's Tuesday at Outback, Gaz. You know what that means? Dropping the squids off at kindy and then daycare. Take the cricket bats with us as soon as we see a kookaburra. Bang! Kookaburra wings only at Outback. And today's flame grill take is Bill Belichick isn't going to get fired. He's not going to quit. He's the smartest coach who ever fucking lived. He understands that Caleb Williams is a generational QB. He's in for the tank. He knows that that's his way to six more rings, Gaz. Only at Outback. I can actually smell a new QB. And I'm all about it. I am just like, I think there is very little chance that we win more than three games this season. Let's go. Like, it's basically, now I'm like at the bottom of the standings, absolute loser talk, but I'm like eyeballing Carolina. I'm eyeballing Chicago. I'm like, just win a couple of fucking games, would you? Yeah, just help a brother out. Because Carolina, they got nothing to play for. Like, they're just we owe our pick to fucking Chicago anyway. They're just wildly inept. It's like, stop being shit, you fuckheads. Come on. A couple of arsey wins out of your ass. Because we're not going to do it. Like, fucking hell.
And but even so, right? Like, even so, they got their first round draft pick. They got their number one QB. Yeah. Like, can't see.
Show us something.
Can we really see the Bears moving on from fucking Juzzy? But that's your problem. They don't need the top two picks, Jim. Who's behind them with a web? I can't see. Bill Belichick is not the kind of guy who's going to give up the farm to move to the number one or number two draft pick if you guys don't get there yourselves.
It's like us in Denver. I think we play on Christmas Eve. So, and then you got Arizona as the other one sort of lurking too. They look
well, they're, you know, they could trade Kyler for draft capital and then pitch to go up.
Maybe. Anyway, little Aussie battler of the week, Mitch Wisch keeps fucking kicking the shit out of the ball, enjoying that. Mm. Anytime you see him on the field as well, you're like, Wish time. Check this out. Bang. And I believe we also had did we have another little, I think Cam Johnson. out there booting the ball around for Houston as well.
Oh yeah, I didn't see him.
Which was, I think,
still he still looks better in an Eagles uniform.
Yeah, mate. This week. So last 2 weeks came back out there kicking the fuck out of it against the Saints. I'm like, oh yeah, he came back for the Atlanta game. Yep, yeah, yeah. Nice. So good on him. Little Aussie Butler of the week. Good stuff. Captain Fantasy.
I'm just gonna pause and say this next 4 minutes is going to be my favorite part of the episode.
Jesus.
Yep.
Well, I once again lost in horrible fashion in fantasy. Yeah, so let's thank George Kittle for his 0.6 of a point, and Jussie Fields. It always sucks when you get injured, but I think I went up against Matty O and he kicked the shit out of me to the tune of 24 points. Meanwhile, I believe you're going all right, aren't you?
I'm going 6-0 and haven't lost since the end of the regular season last year. And guess who I faced this week, Jimmy?
Fuck, I don't know. Probably some sort of roadkill.
You! Yeah. Fucking you! Next week's going to be great. That's right. Anyway, let's move on to the tips, Jim. What happened in the tips last week? Where are we for the season? This is my favorite 44 minutes of this.
I'd like to also thank everybody in the NFL Australia Legends League for all the shitty global fucking trade offers for all the good players.
This is great.
Jim's season's cooked. Let's just give us all your half decent blokes.
Can you trade for futures? We need to trade for futures so that they can trade your next year. They can get more first round draft picks and give yourself a chance, mate. Give yourself a chance.
I'll check this right up and go get Caleb Williams. Anyway, week 7 preview picks to wrap up week 6. Gaz actually beat me by 2 in the end. I had a couple of I was like, yeah, very much on the board of Indy pulling off at least the cover against Jacksonville in that horrible, weird AFC South stoush. You went and did the smart thing. I used my heart and tried to go for the Pats. But yeah, and I feel like, I don't know how I talked myself out of Detroit, but you had I had Tampa and I also, yeah, a couple of just bad underdogs never came. Actually, yeah, that's 4 favorites that you had. I had 4 underdogs, so
yeah,
I fucked myself there. So anyway, 9-7 this week, so that leaves you 1 ahead after 6 weeks.
I'm never leading. It won't last long. I'm going to cook it this week, but it's not very often I'm in front of the Betmaster General.
This is also like a weird week, however, right? So let's get into it. We've got 6 teams on bye: Cincy, Dallas, the Jets, Tennessee, Carolina, and Houston.
Yep.
Which is like a weird mix of good and shit, but I'll sort of take it because we've got some absolute belters in here. Jacksonville, New Orleans on Thursday night is not one of them.
No.
I'm going the Jags +3.5, even with Lawrence maybe hobbled. I think he plays, and if he does, I think the Jags have no hassles against the Saints, even in the Superdome.
We got a lot of same picks this week. I'm definitely sticking with Jags because play the hot hand, and New Orleans were not fucking good.
Oh, they suck. I hate them. I feel like that game could also just be like a horrible under where it's like literally one of the worst games you watch, and it's like 17-10 again. So, Cleveland, Indy, a weird game to pick, but again, we know we're going to get Minshew, so I'm going to trust the Cleveland defense once again. They're only 1.5-point favorites. I'm all over that. So give me Cleveland, you two.
Cleveland's the obvious pick, right? But there's also just like it's only 1.5, and you're like, well, Cleveland's clearly the better team with whatever fucking quarterback. But it could be this weird game that Shane Steichen schemes and Minshew, they just put up a weird amount of points and sneak this over, but you can't. I can't pick against that. That's
Cleveland. It's also like it could be a weird thing where Indy just play really well against, Cleveland play badly against like AFC South teams or something.
And they played their Super Bowl last week against San Fran. Well, this week
could be just like that. You never know.
Yeah. I reckon we'll wrap it up next week, Jim.
Well, the Browns did beat the piss out of Tennessee, though. So, whereas like the North, they lost that weird game to Pittsburgh. They lost. Yeah, maybe they just can't beat teams in their own division. Well, we're both taking Cleveland either way. Washington versus the New York Football Giants. This game is horrible. NFC East. I have no idea. I've just gone with Washington because they showed me more.
Yeah, I mean, look, they're Washington on Washington on paper should be better than they are.
Yep.
I mean, they're sitting at, what, 3-3 now. But, you know, Howell's proved to be serviceable, pretty good. They've got, you know, Curtis Samuel and Scary Terry. And they've got that double-headed monster at running back. And they've got a defensive line full of first-round draft picks. So, altogether, they should be kind of better than they have been. So, and the Giants are just fucking terrible. So, I've got to go with Washington.
Me too. Like, I just don't – I don't want to. But the Giants have scored 12 points, 3 points, 16 points, 14 points. Like, scored that 31 in that weird win over Arizona, the giant comeback.
Like, apart from that game, no, I think it's effectively no offensive. Like, they've scored touchdowns, but on defense, and kicked a shit ton of field goals. But
flip side, Washington lost to fucking Chicago 2 weeks ago. So, anyway, this game sucked. Give me Washington -1.5. I trust them more. Atlanta, Tampa Bay. We've both gone Tampa Bay -2.5, just because I think Atlanta, we just saw it this week. Tampa Bay weren't very good either, but another week at home, maybe Tampa Bay get that momentum back. Or it's going to be just like the absolute moment where Tampa Bay fall apart and they are the team that we thought going into the season. You're told you, momentum. Should have not taken your bye. This should be an option. I don't want to take my bye. Don't make me fucking take my bye. Fuck you. I will play my week fucking let's change the schedule. I don't care. It should be way more like malleable. Like, who are you to tell me that I can't play football this week? That kind of one. Yep. But Tampa Bay, trust them just that hint more. It's only 2.5. This feels like, again, like a horrible 21-18 game or some bullshit. And Tampa Bay pull it out, maybe. You're there as well, Gaz.
I'm the same, mate. For the exact same reasons. I want to trust Atlanta, but there's just going to be more of that game from opposition defenses where they're like, all right, Ritter, just fucking beat us.
Yep.
Beat us with your arms.
100%.
And he put up the yards this week. It was just the turnovers that went along with it. So
nice. New England hosting Buffalo. I've already bet this game. That's how much I'm like, it's Tuesday. Fuck yes. Let's go. -8.5. Buffalo are favored by, I think that's way too low. I've also bet.
I was about to ask you, can we do double points for alternative lines? Like, if we, it's 8.5. If I say 14.
You say 17, does it count as a double pick?
Yeah, exactly.
It's worth if you get it right. No.
Okay. But yeah, I'm going Buffalo.
I'm going Buffalo. To be honest, like, the fact that I'm on it this early, I think it's at least 10 points.
Yep.
Least, there's just nothing on New England's offense that should scare Buffalo. No. Even though Buffalo's defense, we know that they're banged up, they're a bit shitty, but the offense of Buffalo could just fucking kill New England, and they know that they just want to run roughshod over them, right? AFC East bullies for years and years and years. Here we go. Chicago, Vegas. This game is horrible as well, but without Fields, you got to go Vegas -3.5. Even
Fields and down to their fucking 15th running back.
Jimmy Garoppolo probably not playing as well. Likely, he's like questionable or whatever, right? So even then, it's kind of like,
I wouldn't be putting money on this game either way.
I'll be betting it. Like, it's in Chicago. Maybe Chicago pull one out of their ass, but no, fuck that. Detroit, Baltimore. You've gone Detroit +2.5 in Baltimore. This might be the one where I'm like, Baltimore favorites by 2.5. I'll take it. I'm just hoping that it's cold and Jared Goff goes, I'm too cold outside. I don't like this. But maybe he's acclimatized. He wasn't too bad this weekend outside in Tampa Bay. So I'll take the Ravens, though. I just think that defense. Oh, actually, now they are moving. They're coming back from London.
Yeah, look, I've seen more consistency out of Detroit. Like, yeah, Baltimore's beating up on, like, inconsistent teams, right? Like, they're getting healthier, but I need to see more from Baltimore before I'm like, oh, yeah, you can ride that hot hand. Detroit's had one blip on the radar, like we just said, and everything else has been relatively consistent. So if you're going to give me points as well, then I'm going to take it with Detroit.
Yeah, I feel like I'm going to talk myself back into this Monday Friday's column. So, but yeah, it's just weird. I think the major thing for me is they're Baltimore traveling back from London. And it might be a bit fucky, but they are at least at home. Rams, Pittsburgh. We've both gone Pittsburgh plus 2.5.
Sucks. I don't like this at all. I think I'm going to jump in and talk about this one before you do. The Pittsburgh defense is legit, but the Pittsburgh offense is fucking rubbish. The LA defense is pretty shit outside Aaron Donald, and the offense moves the ball up and down the field. Like, this could be a fucking shootout, or it could be 6-9. Like, I don't actually fucking know. Because it depends on what, like, Pickett and Pickens, which ones show up, right? It could be fucking non-existent.
A lot of Steelers fans will be there as well for this, so it's not going to be too much of a road disadvantage. No. So I'm just going to go Pittsburgh plus 2.5.
I don't fucking know. I
think they can win it.
I think I trust their defense more, and the Pickett-nins to just enough.
Seattle minus 7.5 over Arizona. NFC West ones are always a bit fucky, but I feel like this is a big bounce back thing where they just go kapowie and just kick the shit out of Arizona, isn't it?
Yeah, that's I'm riding that, but there's also that Jonathan Gannon defense just keeping it squirrely and close. So I still think Seattle win, but I think there could be the risk here is it just being fucky enough to be under that 7.5.
Yeah.
But I still, not enough. I don't think that enough to go under Seattle. To not go Seattle. But yeah.
31-21, 19-9, 38-30. Seattle have won all three of the last three against Arizona. Whereas the Cards have lost their last three, obviously, and they've lost their last two then to what the Niners and the Rams, so other division opponents. So interesting. I think Seattle's offense clicks back into gear and goes, yeah, that was a weird week. Fuck that.
Yep.
Green Bay, Denver. Without seeing Green Bay coming off a bye, Denver in Denver. I didn't like this one much either. Green Bay minus 1.5. Road underdog, road favorites. It does feel like the bullshit game where you're like, how the fuck did Denver do that? What the shit? But yep. Green Bay are a better team, aren't they, guys? What are we doing here?
They were just like, they were anemic this weekend. But well, don't get me wrong, it was just against the Super Bowl champions, but they were fucking gross. Yep. And we want to be love lovers, right?
Mm.
We want to be love lovers.
Kinda. It's also funny. Like he also sails some balls where you're like, what was that?
Yeah.
Oof. Anyway, both Green Bay.
I've got both gone Green Bay. Yep.
Chargers, KC. You've gone KC. I've gone the Chargers because, again, division opponents. It's in Arrowhead. I think the Chargers will go in there and go, well, I don't want to lose two games in a row, keep it close, and just still end up losing just in classic fucking AFC West fashion. I think the Chargers, there was the thing that I saw. They've covered the line in five of the last six as a road underdog. So I'll take that. They haven't looked great, though. But I think each of the last, the two games last year were like 30-27 and 27-24. KC won both. Obviously really close. So I'm going to go the Chargers plus 5.5 and just hope that they can sort of stick around and bounce back a little bit. You've gone KC.
I'm just not be that sucker and bet against KC.
Nice. Philly, Miami, what a game. Sunday night football. This is huge.
Oh, this game is going to hurt so much, Jim.
Are you going to run out there at safety or cornerback? What do you reckon?
Fucking hell. If my legs are all right, I'll give it a crack.
I'm a bit tired this week. Sorry. Oh, sorry, Dick.
Sorry, boys.
Sorry, Mr. Sirianni.
Well, already it's been on Monday, Harry Roseman was on the phones, apparently, ringing around looking for secondary help.
Nice.
Like trade bait kind of stuff.
Completely whiffed looking on a good bloke of the week, Justin Pugh, coming off the couch.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Fucking awesome. What a great
In his introduction. Yeah.
Couch, Justin Pugh. You're like, that's fucking great, you legend.
Yep.
Oh, a man after my own heart. It's like, what were you doing yesterday? Sinking tins on the couch.
Yeah, look, I'll back on to the game that's going to cause me a lot of pain, Jim. You've got to pick Miami. It's 2.5 points. I think
underdogs. Underdogs in Philly. It's like
I think they'll win. I think they'll flat out win. So in fact, I'll probably going to be putting money on it.
Miami plus 2.5. Tyreek Hill to run rampant. San Francisco, Minnesota, last game on the Monday. Great uniform matchup. It's in Minnesota. The Niners are 7.5-point favorites, which gave me a little bit of pause because Minnesota keep most of these games close, and they have all year, right? So the joke has been like they won.
2 years, mate. 2 years.
Exactly.
Everything last year was single score as well.
They won 11. They went 11-0 in single score game. Well, single digit games last year. And then what are they like now? 1-4 in single digit games or something this season. So I just like and trust San Francisco, even with the injuries, to just kick the fuck out of Minnesota. So
yeah, I think it's, I'm going with the opposite mentality and exactly what you leant on. I think San Fran will still win, but that'll be a scrappier. Like they'll take it to the trenches.
I struggle to see Minnesota without Jefferson like putting up enough points, unless Addison like really just goes fucking off haywire and has like two or three touchdowns from Cousins or something. But against the Niners D, I just can't see that happening. But either way, good stuff. So what do we got? We've only got three
Giffins this week. And we could all justify it. And even those three, there was the chance of at least one of them talking yourself into changing it.
I might switch that to Detroit. So
you might
get a message from me later in the week after I've published my column. But either way, so we don't have a running total actually on the spreadsheet at the moment, I think. But you are one up.
One ahead.
47-46 for the year. Not bad. Good stuff.
Not bad against the line. Not bad against the line, mate.
I'm picking on a Tuesday. It's fucking crushing. Yeah. But either way, there you go. Episode 81 of NFL Australia Dunskies. Fast approaching episode 85, then 90, then 100. That'd be fun. I think the other day, I'm like, 100 might actually be the Super Bowl. So might have to have a bit of a shindig. What do you reckon?
Yeah.
Either way, in the meantime,
our closest friends.
Just a room full of them. check us a follow on Facey, Twitter, IG, all the good stuff. You know that. YouTube. Actually, I don't know if that's been put up yet. Thank us for rating review on your iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, which I think is YouTube Podcasts now.
Soon.
Spotify, of course. Whatever app you use and on your weird Android phones. It does help if you rate and review it and star it and all that sort of shit. Big thanks always goes to House Hats for the intro and outro song. They rule. And I think Iowa get played in this episode as well. Get around NBA Australia. Daily NBA show will be back as of next week. We've got a big over-unders show, I think, taping tomorrow. That's going to be good. And smash CodeBet. CodeBet daily, every day. It's a daily show. It's a lot. It's
what it means.
I also
it does what it says on the tin, mate.
Yeah, it does. Gaz, what do you want to plug?
Not much. Not much going on. I'm just going to be hanging out watching... Watching a bit of Major League Baseball, Jim, because it's Red October. Do you know that? It's Red October.
Off we go.
Phillies. Game one. Fucking Harper's killing it.
I love it. I think it's hilarious because I'm all about the city of Philadelphia having his heart broken.
Everyone had been good vibes until this week, except your mate James fucking Harden. That guy can get fucked.
That guy sucks. All right, there you go. NFL Australia done one more time. We'll be back for a big Week 7 wrap next week. Yeah. Until then, we'll catch you in a bit, you dickheads.
See yous.
Later, Ozen.